I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hello and welcome to Tiny Toons Tuesday. This week, we'll be talking about Lou's contribution to Metal Machine Muzak, a tribute album. A tribute to Lou Reed's Metal Machine Muzak album.
Yeah, that's the news now. There was a blurb on NPR yesterday.
That's about, exciting. About your mom record. Even sent it to me.
My mom did?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Dave Gebro.
Or she didn't send it to me. She sent me a text saying, hey, I heard Lou on NPR this
really?
Morning.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, this is a testament to Dave Gebro's
vision and determination.
His insistence. His vision. He came up with the concept of four artists covering this sort of incendiary.
Lou Reed.
That's a hard word to
Lou
say.
Lou Reed.
I was like, why am I going to say incendiary right now? But I did. I think I said it right.
I don't think I know what that word means.
His divisive. But... He made this dub.
He made a record that kind of, in a way, he lost some people. He lost quite a bit of fans, right? Because people weren't sure if this was like just him being lazy or trying to get out of a deal, right? With like a contract or like, why did he push people away? Because it was just basically noise for an hour, right? And so it sort of left people bewildered at the time. Like, what is this, dude?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He made an experimental noise record.
It was
record.
An experimental noise record, but he always insisted that it was art and that he intentionally made it that way.
Well, as a Velvet Underground fan, I thought it perfectly fit in with his discography.
Yeah, you weren't like, oh, but I wonder if at the time you would have also felt that, or if that's a thing that distance could give you, where you are looking back at the collection of maybe his influences and the Velvet Underground, you go, yeah, it makes sense. I just wonder if at the time it was too, you know what I mean? It's harder sometimes when you're in the moment to like understand what the heck he's doing.
Yeah, to release to have been a charting artist.
Yeah,
he had a hit.
He had his hit.
Walk on the Wild Side was a pretty big hit.
Right.
And then he released a double album of noise.
Yes. Yeah, so.
At a time when, yeah, there was no such thing as like ambient and electronic music.
Yeah, and they might not be going, well, of course this makes sense in your canon of
actually,
music
not,
and you know
sorry, I
is,
just,
that, is that the right use the word
I made
canon?
A mistake I said oh, there was no such that, thing as electron that's not true that's the electronic music has existed as long as recorded music has existed
there's I'm sure
been people that have experimented
of course
and done interesting things that are not necessarily
so,
related oh
wow
oh.
Collage commencing.
So this is part of what I did
three,
for the record. This is
Lou
part of
Reed's.
It.
Ah,
this, part
Lou
of it.
This is a little snippet of what's actually on the record.
Yes,
Lou
nice.
Reed.
What are you going to have on the screen during this part if you ever get this up on YouTube?
Your face.
La la de dun. La la de dun. La la de dun.
And this is, I mean, I would say, not unlike a lot of stuff you do. You like making.
I do. I made excruciating noise pieces when I was.
This is beautiful, dare I say. It's twinkling.
I wanted to be free of song structure. That was what.
This sounds less haunted.
It builds up. I mean, this is
the haunting happens.
Sick of the effort, tired from the reaching, but I've hardly begun to acknowledge the climb is more than a reflex. From slack to a textured reaction to unique combinations of words made with flesh.
To me, this is art. It's a sound art, you know. You throw it in a cool gallery and people walk around or they sit and lay on a couch.
And then I write like 2 or 3 paragraph description of it.
the placard.
references a lot of like things that I've read and
heard, and people go, oh, yes.
Align myself with some musical movements.
Sure.
You know?
Consensus drawn tight by a mission to more than survive.
That's poetry.
Sure is, baby. Oh, speaking of, where's my poetry?
Oh.
Oh yeah, this one. I remember this one.
So yeah, anyone who actually wants to hear that without us talking over the top of it.
What?
I'm going to keep that.
Keeping that?
Definitely going to keep that.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I'm definitely going to keep it.
No, my God. Sorry.
All right. So that is 4 minutes out of the 16-minute piece. And so
I just feel like I'm in a gallery. That was awesome. Yeah, I liked it.
Cool. You liked it.
I do. Well, I think it'd be cool if like a light artist did a complimentary, like if someone listened to it and then did like a cool light display or something inspired by the music. And then maybe you lay down on like big squishy pillows and you look at a cool light installation while listening to the music.
Hmm.
Right?
Sure. I hear that happens.
Hey, we went to a place that did that when we went to Descanso Gardens in December, that you walked through the gardens with a light display to music.
I want to put this out in the world. Hey, if anybody wants me to do a sound installation, let me know.
You're a veil.
I'm a veil. I mean, if you have an endowment or something, I will only require maybe like $50,000-$60,000 to do it.
Yeah, sure.
I'll spend a couple of months on it for sure. You know, and really, really make something for your life. If you want to collect any collabs of some high art people out there, let me know. In the meantime, yeah, I made that for Dave Gebro's Metal Machine Muzak.
Check it out. Yep. Is it available like all over streaming and stuff too?
No.
Oh,
it's not streaming.
How do you find it?
You can hear my piece. I'm an unmastered kind of low res version of what I did. You can hear it on our Substack.
Oh, did you already put it on there? Or are you going to put it on there?
I'm going to put it on
there. You're going to put it on there.
After I organize the shelves, as you've instructed me to do.
Yeah, that's your
after,
job.
Only after that.
Wait, but where can they hear the whole album? Is it on...
It's on the Discography.
Okay.
Patreon.
All right, so we should have a link to that.
Absolutely.
We'll have a link to that in the notes.
So many links.
The description's going to be a link party, guys.
Yep, I'm going to consult my fact book. There's four artists that contributed to the record, aside a piece.
Fantastic.
One is Mark Robinson, who is a very sort of well-known among indie circles musician. A band called Unrest back in the 90s.
Nice.
There's a contribution by Corey Hansen, who has a newer band called Wand, who are pretty... everything I hear by them is different. He seems like a very creative person. So, and then one by Will Cullen Hart, who is part of the Elephant Six Collective.
Oh, uh-huh.
This group of musicians are from the Georgia area. Actually, some of them originally from Louisiana. But they had... Neutral Milk Hotel is part of it. He was in a band called Olivia Tremor Control, a big sort of nice family of people who made really experimental, very lush pop music.
Nice.
I would say. So he does one. And so the whole record is available on the Discography Patreon. And then there's a double record that I think is like, it's kind of expensive. It's like $100, but there's only like 100 available.
Right. It's a limited quantity.
It's a super limited quantity.
Can you also order that through?
Yeah. It's all available up. It's all there.
Okay. Through the Discography site.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this was Dave Gebro's baby. But I put some poetry through this thing.
Uh-huh.
I guess it's poetry.
Sure.
It's just me reading from my journal.
That's poetry, baby.
So there's this... This record is out there.
Yeah.
It's available now.
You worked on it for a long time.
It
wasn't something you just...
No.
You know, pop and squatted. It was...
No, back in the day, I would have liked to say I've spent...
Is that vulgar? Is that too vulgar to say?
No, absolutely not. I didn't shit this one out. No, I actually really thought about it, and it took a lot out of me.
You really, I mean, I'm just saying that, like,
into it.
You really did put in the time and the work.
I put the final touches on some eardrum damage that I've been working on for the last 42 years. Mm-hmm. I'm making that up, but so it's all available there. It's a 16-minute piece. It sort of progresses as it goes, and it's interspersed with some of my journal entries from a few years ago.
Oh.
And, but could you, do you want to read your
little... Speaking of journal entries, do we still have time?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Well, what you just handed to me, these are probably priceless works of art. Really. These are my best work. Mm. I mean, truly. Lou recently found these, in the attic, in a book of mine, a David Sedaris book.
Yeah, it was in a David Sedaris book.
Uh-huh. Maybe I
talking
was...
Talking diabetes with owls.
Oh, you know what? I think because I was reading that book and I had also been like going through my old journals and stuff and looking for poetry for Dear Diary, or, you know, kind of an additional part two for the Dear Diary past, whatever. You guys know what I'm talking about. Our old episode called Dear Diary, where we read from our journals and things. So, oh no, it's coming.
We don't have time.
We don't have time.
Oh, no. Read it over this.
I can't.
Oh, no, you can't read it
read it over this.
Oh, everyone's going to have to wait for Adele's poetry.
Really? Or maybe we should keep talking and I will put this as like a paid thing on the Substack.
I think this should be for everybody.
This should be free. It's a little graphic. That's what's making me a little self-conscious. So, I mean, it's pretty graphic. I mean, I don't know if I... Okay. Should we save these for the full-length episode this week?
Oops. I think so.
Okay.
So, in conclusion...
In conclusion...
This is towards the end of the piece, my piece. So...
I think it sounds rad. I like it.
You think it sounds rad?
Yeah, I do.
You know, that's a cool word. Rad always works.
I like it. I feel like I could knit to it.
Lou Reed. And on that Lou Reed, Tiny Toons Tuesday concludes. Thank you for listening.
Witness history at Roland Garros, where old rivalries meet new talent on the clay battleground. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV live in HD. Experience 3 weeks of unparalleled access as the world's top players in tennis face off to see if the veterans maintain their dominance or if a fresh face rises to challenge them. Daily live coverage of the French Open begins Monday, May 20th. Stream it now with Tennis Channel Plus to be there when it happens.